This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You are back on it. I like it. You are a full throat, as they say.
Yes, I am.
And you're ready to go.
Yes,
you
ready.
You are healthy and ready to play, unlike 80% of the Rams roster.
Oh, my. I just
nobody's playing.
I saw that list, and I just told you guys. I'm like, why not just list the players who are going to play?
Here it is again. Aaron Donald, Traven Howard, Terrell Lewis, David Long, Lance McCutcheon is questionable, as are Powell and Hill. We know there's no Cup. You
no
know
cup.
There's no A'shaun Robinson. There's no Allen Robinson. There's no Stafford.
Yep.
yeah.
Trying to think. You got to dig pretty far down the depth chart to figure out who is going to play.
Sean McVay is going to be in Napa. He's out there for a couple, like kind of
Liam
a long
Cohen
weekend.
Is going to be coaching tomorrow night.
So, do you think we'll see Baker tomorrow or not?
I think it's too soon.
I do.
It'd be fun.
That's exactly right.
I'd be like, something. Sure, throw him out there.
What's the downside? Other, you don't want to embarrass the guy, obviously.
Yeah. No.
But.
But he's been here 10 minutes.
Here 10 minutes, but just even being here 10 minutes, does he not give you a better chance to get some stuff done than Bryce Perkins or John Wolford?
Yeah, I thought Wolford was decent in that game on Sunday. Didn't you? What was he, 11 for 26 or something?
I'll put it in a letter grade.
Yeah.
I'd give him a C-.
C-?
Yeah.
I'd give him a C+.
I'd give him a C-.
It was our best loss in a while. He kept us sort of in that game.
It was the best game they played all year, but I think it's we're judging these on the curve.
Right, right, sure.
But the two picks he threw, the one at the end of the game was like, where in the world
was
that?
Yeah, no, there was nobody.
And the first one he threw, if he makes a good throw there, that's a touchdown.
Yeah.
That there were just two really bad mistakes along the way. So, I don't know. Mayfield is going to play starting Monday Night Football in Green Bay to the end of the line, assuming health.
That's Mayfield.
He's there the rest of the way.
And by the way, it sets up a fantastic Christmas day. Baker Mayfield versus Russell Wilson. When those two get together.
Gosh.
The Rams have 5 games left.
Yes.
4 of them are standalone games that are they're the only game on.
Oh.
There's the one coming up tomorrow night.
Yep.
There is Monday Night Football.
Yep.
There is Sunday night football against the Chargers, which
brutal.
Maybe gets flexed out.
They're going to flex
almost
that.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's Christmas against the Broncos, and then you got the last one against
what
the
What sucks
Seahawks.
Is you can't, you know, it's not like you can't move these games, right? So it's not like in the NBA you're looking at, hey, there's 7 games today.
Right.
Nothing's going to change. They're all on at the same
only
time.
Only the Sunday one.
The only one you could do is on Sunday, but that's what kind of sucks. You got, like you said, standalone games and Christmas to have that.
Brutal.
It's a mess. So real quick.
Shows you, by the way, the expectations that people had for the Rams.
The league.
Yeah.
The league. Because they have 6 standalone games. The NFL backloaded with 4 of them in December and January.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah.
By the way, if the Raiders don't win tomorrow night. Your Raiders, Bergman's Raiders.
Yeah, he's got a bet with DeMarco here, I guess.
Does he?
The only team that the Rams walk out on that field and say, we have not that they can't win any of them, but that we had a good chance, it's Denver.
Beat the Broncos.
That's it. Beat Russell Wilson. So,
yes.
Still alive in the eliminator pool.
It's still going on?
Everybody keeps winning.
All 3 of us are still in.
Wow.
That it just keeps going around.
This has to be
around.
One of the longest that people have survived in the history of that eliminator
pool. So you know how long it's been just 3 people? 6 weeks.
Whoa.
Oh my
so it's
gosh.
Been 6 weeks with just the 3 of us along the way. I'll tell you my pick, and then you guys tell me what you think. Now, keep in mind, I'm down to relatively slim pickings.
And nobody's going to split.
No, I've offered to split every week.
It's the death.
I guess so. Tennessee at home against Jacksonville. They just fired their GM. They're coming off of a bad loss to Philadelphia.
That's pretty
They're
good.
Back at home.
That's pretty good. At home, Tennessee at home.
Okay, what else?
Can you
got?
Do better?
Okay, so here are my other options. I could take the Raiders.
No.
I don't think so
I
either.
Wouldn't do that.
Who would bet on the Raiders?
I would, but not
for as much as he has rolling.
I could take the Jets, but they're at the Bills.
No.
Of course not.
That's not happening.
I have both Cincinnati and Cleveland available. They're playing each other. Cincinnati's at home. However, The Browns have beaten the Bengals four of the last five times.
I know, but Cincinnati's rolling pretty good. I think they're 8-4 now. Joe Burrow looks great.
Bad matchup.
Yeah, and then Deshaun could be good.
Divisional game. Yeah, all that.
Okay, so nothing there. Take Minnesota on the road at Detroit.
No, Detroit's been playing pretty good. They're 5-7.
I agree. I could take Pittsburgh at home against Baltimore, who might be playing a backup quarterback.
No way. No. That's a no.
Carolina.
No, I don't even need to know who
they're
playing.
Seattle.
That's they have a bye.
Yeah.
And then here's the other one that I think you could maybe talk me into.
Okay.
San Francisco at home against Tampa Bay.
No.
They have a lights out
Absolutely
defense.
Not.
I wouldn't do it.
Absolutely.
And I go Tennessee.
Mr. Irrelevant is playing quarterback. No.
You're not a Brock Purdy guy.
I mean, who knows if they're a Brock Purdy guy or not at this point. He's played, you know.
You guys think that the Rams jumped on Baker Mayfield?
Oh, yes, I do. I was gonna
to stick it to the Niners?
I think – I love the pettiness of it. I would love to know if that's what it is. There's only one experienced quarterback available. Granted, not very good, but if you want somebody who's done it.
There's no way they were taking him.
Baker, no way who?
Yeah. Didn't Shanahan come out and say he didn't want him?
He said he did not see that happening, as I believe how he phrased it.
Right.
I don't think they were taking him.
You think they could do worse than for a backup quarterback?
Because Purdy is a guy that's been in their system and knows what they do. They don't need great quarterback play to win games. All they need is somebody to not be a negative.
Right, don't
Baker
lose a game.
Baker could be a negative. They have a great defense.
Yeah, he could be. You're right.
So you're talking me into taking him over the Bucks?
Nope.
I would go
Tennessee.
I go Cincinnati. I take Bengals over the
Bengals over Browns or Tennessee
over the last five to the Browns because you don't have a good feeling about it.
Well, and they lose. Browns are not as good as the Bengals, but it's that weird thing. Even when the Rams were terrible,
right?
They would always give the Seahawks a hard time.
Yeah.
The Seahawks
are
really good. Mm-hmm. Rams would always give them a hard time, and it looks like an easy one, but feels bad. It feels bad.
Yeah, I say Tennessee's the bet. Right, Tennessee's good. The guy.
Makes me feel
that's
a
team to go with.
I might go with the Raiders.
Oh God!
Well,
no.
I don't hate it.
By the way, that's not. I don't hate it.
I don't
heard
hate it.
Most of the Rams are out for tomorrow night.
You're picking against the Rams. Is what you're doing, right?
Right.
It's not that you're picking the Raiders.
Is it point spread or just win?
No, just win.
Well, they won three in a row now, and I'm not saying that all of a sudden you jump on a Raiders bandwagon. Rams don't have anybody.
The Raiders should
literally going to be a home game for the Raiders.
The Raiders should be 10-point favorites in this game. You heard? I don't know if you heard, but all the guys that are not playing for the Rams.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. It's like he read off eight or nine guys that just aren't playing.
It's basically a preseason game.
It is. Yeah. It is. It's with a bunch of guys from the practice squad.
it's so Raiders?
Nope. Tennessee.
Why are you so no?
Because the Raiders, Momo, you know why? Because the Raiders screw it up exactly when you don't expect them to screw it up.
That's why they do it.
Yeah.
But I do feel pretty good. I put in my confidence pool, I put 16 on the Raiders last week and I won.
Yeah, I mean,
Wow.
Yeah.
16 last week, huh?
Yeah.
Against the Chargers.
Yeah.
Against the Chargers? Yeah. That was your highest level
aggressive of
confidence?
That's surprising.
That's a lot.
I thought the Chargers had fallen off. And I was like, yeah, it's a home game. They're going to win. They win.
Wow. Yeah.
And they won. Barely.
Yeah, I'm not.
They won.
Given the wild inconsistency in the Raiders, I would not put anything on them.
I don't love betting on Ryan Tannehill. That doesn't feel
You're also betting on a team that's lost two in a row and kind of got smoked, but you know.
Yeah. Well, cross my fingers. I'm going to lose. It's going to be in the playoffs.
The fact that it's still going six
weeks
in a row.
Why are you asking us? You're the one who's actually alive.
Right. And by the way,
I'm always out in the first couple weeks.
I never try to talk anybody out of their eliminator pool pick because there's always the option.
Live with it.
I was going to take that, but you told me to take
Yeah, I know.
I've changed
exactly.
my mind once this year.
Yeah.
I changed my mind once. My son, Michael, I go through, I crowdsource everybody.
Yeah, yes. Right.
So, and he's a football fan, and I forget who I was taking. He goes, do not take that team. Do not take, switch it to, I think he'd switch me to the Giants. And he's like, you have to take the Giants.
Was he right?
And it worked?
It worked. And the team that I was going to take lost.
Wow.
How early was
that?
Somebody gets a vibe.
Like 4 weeks ago?
It's like Mason's Correa dream.
Okay. Yeah. Does he get a chunk of the eliminator pool?
He gets
pool?
A roof over his head.
Yeah.
He gets three hots
right.
a day.
Yeah.
So nice. I know that you've kind of boycotted the group text because of Alan's green bubble and all that.
Yes.
But I did send you something a couple minutes ago.
Oh.
That like, I'm pretty proud of.
It's great.
Pretty proud of this.
It's great.
And he was actually very happy to do this, but I couldn't deliver him in person. But Alan's fanboy crush is here.
Yes.
In town.
Yes.
Adrian Wojnarowski.
Yep.
He's here. in the building in Los Angeles.
Wow.
And I was trying to walk him across, but he had stuff to do over at the other building.
He's a busy man.
But I said, hey, my friend Alan, he's like a huge, he's a huge fan of yours. It would really mean a lot if you could make him, if you could say hello to him or something.
You basically had him do a cameo. Right?
I basically had him do a cameo. And I didn't know what he was going to say. I thought he was just going to say, hi, Alan, you know? But he
Hi,
said,
Alan, I'm busy.
But he said so much more, and it's like really good.
It's great.
I mean, this is going to like make your life. I was heartened to hear this.
By the way,
hey,
first,
Alan, Ramona told me about your remarkable rise from sales guy in L.A. to daily talk show host. Congratulations on all your success, man. Have a great holiday season. Look forward to seeing you down the road this season.
Come on.
Oh, that's close.
Really good.
So come on.
Good.
Really good.
Come on.
The meteoric rise.
Your meteoric rise.
Ramona, you're awesome. You're awesome. Like, that's very cool.
And there's a
that's
video. Cool. Now, you can't post a video on social media.
Okay.
Okay?
I won't post
it. Yeah. That was the deal.
I don't think
I can
get...
play this on air? He said, yeah.
Yeah.
But like social media, not the video.
Well, that's I don't even think I can get it because nobody's going to text me now because I'm,
no,
I'm Google Pixel.
Text. Yeah. You're in the group text.
Now, how does that make you feel, man?
That's awesome. And the fact that you actually did that and told Woj, hey, can you do this for me? You're awesome.
What
that's very, very cool. What do you do with it going forward? You said can't post it on social per the agreement. Yeah, yeah. But do you daily ringtone? Like, your alarm clock in the morning?
I simply just tell people Woj and I are like as close as you can get.
Yeah,
so when Woj, when Woj drops something, when he drops one of his Woj bombs, I say, yeah, guys, it's not that big of a deal.
Guy.
I mean, that's... Woj and I, you know,
you're
guy has a video tribute.
Yeah,
that's my
that's
guy.
Awesome,
said,
boy.
That's my guy. Well, he said, first he kind of wanted to know like who you were and was are you kind of weird or something, you know?
Yeah,
And I said, I didn't know he's like a grinder, you know, like he's a grinder. So like that's why somebody would be a Woj fanboy because Woj is a grinder.
So Woj is your
okay, do you know
Oprah.
Story?
Momo's like this with Oprah. Listen, you're like this with Woj.
Let me tell a story real quick. Okay, this happened a couple years ago.
Okay.
I didn't know. I just know Woj, but I don't really know much about Woj.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're at the media room. And this was probably, I don't know, could have been maybe 3-4 years ago, whatever it is, in the media room. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is that Adrian Wojnarowski?
Oh, wow.
We've had Kanye walk in. We've had Kim, you know, we've seen all these people walk in. It's like, sounds good. Bathroom's over there, guys.
That was your guy.
Woj walked in, and it was like, that can't be. That's not. That's not who I think it is. So to answer your question, kind of the man. I mean, I don't know.
Is it about Woj? Just these your go-to source forever? Is
no,
there more than
no.
that?
He's the last. If you just said, like, hey, there's somebody that breaks and has every insider to the sport that you love most, which is the NBA. And then you kind of started picturing who that person is, what it is. I guess it just kind of shocked me when I first, I'm like, that's Woj? Out of all people, he looks like,
he
looks like the most, how do I even describe it? It's not what I envisioned that Woj is,
what
he looks like
envision?
A tax accountant. Like Woj looks like the most normal person in the world. He's not flashing anything. You know, everything was just like so normal. And I'm like, to be that big of a name and he was so low key and normal about it. I like it. I respect it.
Would you think he's going to wear a sandwich board that said Woj bomb? Like, what did you expect?
You can tell certain people, you know, there's certain people that are a little bit more, if somebody had that much clout, then he would... It doesn't feel like it changed him at all, and he's just the same person was, whether he was Woj or not.
So after you did ask Momo today, did you continue to listen to the show?
A little bit.
Okay, so did you hear the one about the setting up the coffee date?
Oh, yeah, and that's why I texted you.
Perfect.
Oh, no, setting up the coffee date? No, I heard the one about Woj. That's why I texted
you. The one about Woj with the coffee date. That's where
let's leave Woj alone moving forward.
Is that what you're trying to do, is have a coffee date?
No,
I'm
not trying to do anything.
I think
I'm not
this
trying
is what
to do
I can
anything.
Deliver.
That's it. There's no more.
I think anything else would be kind of weird.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of creepy.
The setup, Momo, was somebody said, like, you tried to set up, like, a not a date, but like a, I want to get to know you with Chelsea Clinton.
It was weird.
I don't know that story. Tell me that story.
I'll tell it very briefly because I've told it before.
Tell the abridged version.
The abridged version.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'll add a new detail which you've never heard before.
Okay, good.
I don't know what it was about Chelsea. I just
Were you guys
it
at Stanford at the same time?
Same class.
Okay.
And like when I decided to go to Stanford, that was, I was in the LA Daily News and the LA Times, like, you know, where are you going to go, right? That was a not that I was like some big recruit, but like, you know, they used to run those stores.
Yeah, right.
So and so is committed to whatever. So I called up my buddy. His name is Vinny Bonsignor.
Now, we know Vinny.
He used to cover me in high school. That's how far back we go.
Wow.
And I called up Vinny. I go, hey, you know, you've always been really good to me. I want to make sure you have this. You know, like this is my news.
Scoop, right.
scoop. And I told Vinny, I decided I'm going to go to Stanford. And he goes, well, what did it for you? And I go, you want me to be honest? Like, Chelsea decided to go to Stanford. So there's, and I go, that was just like the sign, man.
Not Stanford education, quality softball. No. Chelsea Clinton's enrolled
in school.
That was
part of it. Yes. And it was, like, I was going to probably go there anyway, but it was like, I just needed that last little thing.
Yep.
So there's actually a headline. If you like go on LexisNexis, you could find it. I think I cut it out. Shelburne joins Clinton.
No, really?
That's awesome.
It's a real thing in the Daily. Like, Vinny really did me a solid.
That's amazing.
There.
That's terrific.
Okay, so anyway, I was like, I don't know, I thought it was cool. It was like the president's daughter, man. Mm-hmm, that was really exciting. And the other guy from my high school that was going to Stanford, he got placed into her freshman dorm. Oh. And we were like friends, sort of. I mean, we were like really close. We were friends enough that I could say, hey, let's. He's the only guy I knew there.
Yeah.
So I go over to his dorm, like lunch or dinner or something, and hoping that I might bump into her. Like, oh, it's, you know,
it's like
it's
a Seinfeld
dorm.
Episode.
Yeah.
It's great.
Did you?
It never happened. Never even came close.
When you try to bump into somebody.
Yeah, I was trying to like have it be an authentic, not weird, cute meet.
But never happened.
Stanford
is not a huge
enrollment. It's not that big. I would see your Secret Service agents always at the coffee house. No.
Never happened with her.
Yeah,
I got a million questions.
Never in a class with her.
Yeah.
Could you not just go over and say, hey, I've always just wanted to say hello to you. Was that an option?
That seemed too weird.
Wait a minute.
And she wasn't in a position.
Woj just did a recording for him. Yeah. You telling me you couldn't walk up
to him? He didn't go up to Woj and say it. I did it for him.
Chelsea, Momo Shelburne. Right. What's up?
I'm on the softball team. I just want to introduce myself.
But you can't knock on the door and just you can't do that.
It is very stalkery, creepery.
If I would have been in the dining hall at the same time, or she's sitting at the bench,
if it was set up,
I never saw her.
Yeah.
You know, I would have just like sat down. Hey, is anyone sitting here? You know, I would have done something weird like that or normal or ish. And then I tried. I had another friend, Jessica Mendoza, her boyfriend at the time lived in the same row house, and they kind of saw each other. They knew each other. Never happened. I tried to meet her that way, and then finally, a friend of mine knew her really well, and I went to a fundraiser for Hillary at this person's house.
Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea was going to be the headliner, so I was like, okay, this is going to be it. How much do I have to pay? Like, just so I can get in the line.
Sure.
And it was like $5,000. I was like, oh, no, oof. I can't do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
That's a lot of
dough. So I was like, oh, this is going to hopefully this happens organically. Didn't happen. Like, he really had to pay the $5,000 to meet her there. So I'm like, it's just not meant to be. Like, this is so many times over the years, even after finally, my 15th reunion, we had the class party and I was on the class panel. So I had sort of a featured role in this. And we bump into each other at the class party and she goes, oh, I was at your class panel today. You did it, you know, that was interesting what you said about whatever. So it was kind of like her saying it to me.
Yeah.
Maybe all these years she was trying to get.
By the way,
she wanted to meet her.
I just want to point out that was the abridged version.
I know.
If you want to hear the unabridged version, listen to the podcast from yesterday's show.
I added in the detail about the newspaper.
I got along. You're right.
That's a good story, though.
It's a good story, sure.
And Slee.
15 years later.
This is how lucky you are. You didn't have to wait 15 years.
And you didn't have to do anything weird yourself.
I literally had to do nothing.
Yeah.
You set it all up. That's awesome.
Fantastic.
Good job, Momo. Good job on Ask Momo, and very good job on that. Mason in Ireland, Momo's in for John. Coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Nice Mace is always here.
Yeah.
What'd you say to him?
I said, looking forward to seeing you on Friday. I haven't seen you in a while. Friday, we're doing that live show out at Black Gold to benefit the Folds of Honor Foundation. And Morales is going to be there. Me, you're going to be there, right, Bergman?
Yep, I'll be there.
Me and Cappy doing a show for the very first time ever. God knows what that's going to sound.
Either going to be absolutely insane or really good.
Yeah, one or the other. One or the other. And I'm not sure that insane isn't good.
Agreed.
So, let's see. Momo, I wanted to... I cleaned up on Twitter last night. I went through and I found some stuff from about yesterday's show that I wanted to touch base on. First of all, I used the word eponymous at the beginning of the show, saying that the Rubik's Cube is eponymous. Absolutely incorrect. The word I was looking for, ubiquitous. Ubiquitous.
Okay, I thought eponymous means like it's a name that has taken on a meaning. Like Rubik's is his name, so there could be other kinds of cubes and stuff, but it's basically known as a Rubik's Cube now because that's the guy who invented it.
Yeah, according to Bert Nevere, it is when something's name is the same as the person responsible, like an album by McCartney called McCartney.
Right, so Rubik's Cube is eponymous.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I was fine with that. About that altogether.
Ubiquitous means it's all over the place.
Yeah.
Well, both things can be right, but eponymous is a fine usage of that word.
Tim from the OC says, hey, is Venice Mace mailing it in today? I hope so, because the show's better.
You should mail it in every day.
Yeah, mail it in.
Yeah.
How about this one? iPhone, okay, we had this conversation about the iPhone and the bubble, and is it a green bubble, is it a blue bubble, all that stuff. And somebody, Magic Mike, tweeted this. Mace, Momo, not everyone makes the big bucks like you, and Apple is expensive. To have everything Apple like Mace may not be affordable for a lot of people. Don't make us lepers. Yeah, if you have an Android, that's okay. If you have a green bubble or a blue bubble, that's all right. We still like you, right?
Yeah, it's fine.
We've excommunicated Alan Sliwa from our tweet chain.
Well, because he knows better.
Text chain.
Yeah, he knows better.
Yeah.
I think I understand people who go with the different phone if it's an economic decision or, like, I mean, iPhones are really expensive.
They are really expensive.
They're like $1,000 sometimes. Yeah, $1,200. Yeah. Like, what are we? But we usually get a deal on it because it's like your contract's up and you gotta,
AT&T,
they give you a credit or whatever
that.
It is. Or they put like, oh, you pay $10 a month for the rest of your life or something.
Right.
And that's how you afford it. You know, they do it so you don't feel it.
Right. They do it in a tricky, like, I think I lease my phone?
Yeah, you're like leasing it, and then after a year you can trade it in.
Trade it in for the next one, yeah.
They just don't put too much mileage on it.
But Apple is expensive, keep that in mind. If you have an Android, we still love you. And the last thing, so.
I don't.
What's that?
I don't. If you have an Android, I don't want to talk to you.
Oh, come on.
It's ridiculous.
You know how many people out there have Androids right now?
Too many, and I don't need to talk to them.
Sliwa.
Yeah, Sliwa. Never have to talk to him again.
He's got a Pixel. I always wondered who would use a Pixel.
No, look, we've talked a lot about what are like deal breakers and what are things that you talk about ahead of time.
And that's a deal breaker.
Oh, that's a deal breaker. If you're a green bubble, you're ruining everything. I can't put you in group chats with like friends or anything. Like that's it. It's
over. But what if it's a girl that has all these great qualities? If she has an Android, it's a no.
And she's got a lot of money.
No.
Yeah, an heiress with an Android.
The heiress.
If she had money, she would have Apple.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. See, thank you, Jorge.
But what if her father invented the Android?
There you go.
Nah. Doubtful.
Then what?
It's her family name, Android.
Yeah, that's her last name,
Android. Her last name, Android.
I guess there's exceptions to every rule, and if you're an heiress and you're going to pay for me to do whatever I want, then yeah, I'll deal with your green bubble. But otherwise, no, I'm out.
Wow.
All right. Deal breaker.
And then the last thing. So I announced that I'm getting a third dog yesterday on the show. And I told you that if it's a boy dog, Baxter, and if it's a girl dog, Marge. So Only Foos wants to know, so you've names picked out. Have you gotten a voice picked out for them yet? Because, you know, my dogs
talk.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, we talk. I'm Sophie. How are you?
Yes, what is my sister going to look like? So we have these voices that we do all the time. And by the way, we do them all the time around the house. We're ridiculous people. I've not yet figured out a voice. I'm sort of...
I think you need to meet the dog first.
Correct. The voice has to be based on the dog.
Do you have an idea, though? Is there a type of voice that you're kind of leaning towards?
If it's Marge, I think she's going to have a Wisconsin accent. Marge.
That's a good one.
Yeah. There's something.
And what
something
was the
like
boy
that.
Name?
Baxter. Baxter.
What do you think a Baxter sounds like?
Hey, Sophie.
Yeah.
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 It can't something be a little like dog that. Then. That's too big. That's a big dog.
Oh, little dogs. Never
Baxter could name. Also be... Baxter could also be like a paper boy.
Which would
like
sound
a newspaper.
Like...
Hey, Sophie.
Okay, yeah, sure. Like something like that.
Hey, get your paper
that's
here.
That's a little bit like Sliwa doing an impression of John Ireland. Hey, Mace. Hey, Mace.
Hey, he, he.
Hey.
Hey, hey, Mace.
Hey, Daily Mirror. Hey, on sale here, 25 cents. Or your best offer.
So something I wanna, like that. You know, I want to do some Dodgers coming up here, Momo. Ooh, but first, okay. Lakers lose last night. Anthony Davis leaves the game with flu-like symptoms. He only played 8 minutes, but they hung in there.
Yeah.
They hung in there, and they were in that game pretty late. Schroeder was good, and Westbrook was good, and LeBron was good. Now, neither LeBron or AD are going to play tonight in Toronto. But I think my big question is, Momo, and you are around the NBA all the time,
mm-hmm.
Why is it flu-like symptoms? If you have symptoms like the flu, why not just call it the flu?
Because they didn't all they probably did was a COVID test.
Okay.
Okay. So it could be a cold, could be a virus, could be a whatever, could be the flu. They didn't exactly send it to the lab.
But then why call it flu-like symptoms if you don't know if it's the flu? Could be cold-like symptoms.
Could be cold-like symptoms. I think flu-like symptoms are more, could include other things. Like cold-like symptoms are like your nose, your coughing,
right,
whatever.
Right,
but flu
right.
is like fever.
Yeah, sure.
And Darvin Ham said yesterday he had 101 fever.
Oh, that sounds
AD
flu-like.
That's flu-ish.
Yeah.
And I'm always, this is the real on the NBA now.
Yeah.
Very rarely do people ever want to take a COVID test just in case they
have
it.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because if you take a COVID test, now you're in the protocols.
Just to take the test?
Well, if you take a COVID test
and
you're positive,
then
you're out for a while until you test negative for whatever the time frame is, right?
Right.
But if you just don't take the test and say, oh, sick, a little sick.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
So, that's a little, you know, I was curious last night.
Yes.
Because the Lakers had to fly to Canada.
Right.
And in Canada, things get a little more dicey.
Yeah.
You can't go in there. Like, they're not going to let you in if you have COVID. I think the rule is like you have to show a negative test.
Is that what it is?
I think. I don't know what the latest, but you definitely have to be vaccinated. In Canada, they do not allow you to come in the country.
Right, right.
So the other day, like Al Horford didn't play, Jaylen Brown didn't play up in Canada.
Right.
What does that tell you?
Do you think, by the way, part of it too,
it's still a thing there.
Beyond the COVID of it, it is apparently Ireland talks about it, Michael Thompson talks about it, players talk. The whole getting into the country, going through customs,
it's the worst.
All that stuff is
the
really
worst.
Difficult.
Yeah. I had to do it a few times because I've traveled around the league, but especially when they were in the finals that year.
Yes.
We were up and back to Toronto several times. And one time I got through, no problem. In and out. Boom. The other time, leaving the country, oh my gosh. It was like an hour and a half line. And I didn't have the global entry, but even if you did have the global entry, it was like, it was 45 minutes. And I was like, what? Don't you guys have this down by now? Like,
right.
Don't people fly in and out of this airport all the time? Yeah, they just
even
don't.
Even flying charter,
yeah,
apparently.
Even charter.
It's
like,
complicated to get
in. It's complicated. It's like, I know they didn't get in until 3 in the morning. They didn't get to their hotel until
right?
3 in the morning Eastern last night.
And now they're going to turn around and play again this afternoon. By the way, 4:30 is tip-off.
This is
we'll
what's called a scheduled loss.
Is that right? So we're just not even...
Nobody's playing. No LeBron, no AD. Patrick Beverley, doubtful.
Yeah.
Somebody else was out as well. I forget on the
second night
part.
Of a back-to-back.
Second night of a back-to-back. Tough game in
on
Cleveland.
The
on the road. This is where the coach says, hey, you know what, guys? Let's give the young guys some time. A lot of Max Christie tonight.
Oh, really? Right? A lot of Max Christie.
Right? Like, you're going to get the young guys out there, you know?
Sure.
Max Christie was in South Bay last night. Yeah. Oh, fly up there?
Yeah. I'm just, you know.
Thomas Bryant and Dennis Schroeder.
Yeah, it's time for the young guys to play.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, I am terrified and frustrated to be able to do something that I have to do this week.
Okay.
I will explain that. Plus, what is the greatest, think about this and don't answer, for you, what is the greatest movie of all time?
Oh, gosh. This is like another Mount Rushmore
question. Sight and Sound magazine released their list of the greatest films of all time. I want you to think it through and tell me what it is. And then a bunch of Dodger stuff. I got a bunch of Dodger thoughts coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we'll get to some Dodgers here in a minute. Last night, sometimes you wind up going down a rabbit hole. So while I was watching the Cavs and Lakers last night, I started doing some Dodgers research and looking what everybody was saying about the Dodgers, what they might do, what they could do, what they should do. And, of course, I listened to everybody except John Heyman. That still boggles my mind.
It upsets me.
It really is. It is a terrible thing. He put out yesterday, probably
Arson
about
Judge?
This time, that and Aaron
Arson
Judge.
Judge.
Is, Arson Judge.
Obviously, Arson Judge has now signed with the Yankees on a gigantic deal, Aaron Judge. But he called him Arson Judge and said he was leaning towards the Giants or
something like that.
And then a few minutes later said, oops, sorry, I apologize.
All right. I understand that this is a big story and it was trending on Twitter. And
sure. That the John Heyman part of it was trending, yeah.
Let me say a word for the reporters in the room. It's a tough job, man.
Sure.
There's a lot of pressure out there. I can't tell you how many times you get a text that you just kind of misread.
Yeah.
And that's why I try to always confirm with somebody, and if they take too long to write back, and I'm just to be clear, is that what you're saying? You know, like sometimes you misread something. If you can get a second source or a third source, even better. But the pressure to break stuff is so intense that oftentimes people make mistakes.
Yes.
That's why you always have to remind yourself, like, you know, I always type it out on a notepad instead of just on Twitter in case I accidentally hit tweet before
sure,
I'm ready.
Sure.
And so I have stress dreams about not being able to type correctly, like when I'm trying to break news or something. You always try, even when you have two sources and they're solid and you go over it over and over, I still get nervous. It's still really intense.
Would not want the job.
Yeah.
Have no interest in being newsbreaker person. And in the end, being first, I think, is less important than the analysis that follows.
I don't agree with that.
You don't?
I used to agree with that. But I think it's more about you have to be first enough. You have to break enough of your enough stories that people have a respect for your for your ability to do it.
Right.
Because then you seem like you're in the know. People know that you have sourcing, that you can break news. Breaking news is hard.
I agree.
It's sort of like a magic trick. Like people, like, how do you do it? I mean, first you have to anticipate what the news is going to be. So, okay, look, it's December 7th.
Right.
Which means that I should be making 5 to 10 calls every single day in anticipation of the December 15th trade deadline.
Yes.
And then, but not just random calls. You have to think about who might get traded, what types of contracts might get traded, who just signed contracts that are not looking good, what teams might need. There's just so much calling people and asking, what do you hear? What do you know?
But
and
if you put it out there, you better be damn right.
I know. That's why the pressure is there. So my heart sank for him because that's a rough one.
Oh, it's terrible.
That's a rough one.
Yeah.
Like, I have gotten things wrong before, but not on that, like, where the tweet lives forever now. Even if you delete it, people have screenshots, blah, blah, blah. That's why, like, I have almost pivoted to this place where, like, I do break news sometimes, but I...
Yes, you do.
I don't try to live off of that.
Right.
Like, you do other things. You do long stories.
You write long stories.
I'm here with you. I do the show.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. You don't live on a diet of only breaking news.
Correct. Because it's a tough way to live. It's like being a day trader in the stock market. Yeah. You're on the stock exchange floor. Yelling and screaming all day with a little piece of paper.
Does it matter to you who breaks the news first?
No, not in the slightest. Like, I don't remember who broke Anthony Davis to the Lakers first. It was probably Woj. Maybe it was Shams. I don't know. I don't care.
But you know that Woj breaks like 90%
of
the news.
Correct. Sure. But, okay,
but like,
who broke Mookie Betts to the Dodgers?
Who broke Aaron Judge to the Yankees?
It was actually J.P. Morosi. I know that one.
Wasn't Rosenthal?
I think it was Morosi.
Well, we think. I don't know.
No, I'm pretty sure because I looked it up.
Sure, you were probably right.
Because it happened before I woke up.
Yeah.
And
I woke up
right,
and I saw it and I said, I wonder who broke it.
But who cares?
But that's just me as a reporter being
curious. Yeah, but the average person, it doesn't even matter to.
So, but the point is, you just have to break enough to where when I say J.P. Morosi, you've heard of that name before, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay? So Ken Rosenthal, it's probably Passan or Rosenthal or Morosi or sometimes Nightingale. So, you know, like, you just have to break enough of them so that your name is in that conversation of people who break things.
Yes. Not Heyman anymore. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to, if you tell me John Heyman, because of his past, it's
happened
so many times before.
What's weird is, Bergman, yesterday when the Heyman tweet came out, you said, I don't really run with stuff that Heyman tweets.
Exactly. And then because 2 minutes later, he was wrong.
He's like, I'm sorry.
Well, isn't it more damaging to your career if you try to be first and you're wrong than to be a little bit late but right?
Yeah, it is. Although you don't get very far by being 30 seconds late for a long time.
Right.
If you're going to be 30 seconds late, you might as well not.
But it's not damaging to your career. No, whereas being first but wrong is damaging
Correct.
To your career.
First and wrong is terrible.
I mean, you guys, Woj and I have broken stories together before, right? And I'll take you a little behind the curtain. So most of the time, you know something's going to happen, and it's just a question of like they're seriously talking about it. But then there's this moment where you're okay. If you go ahead and tweet out, oh, they're talking about it. Now you just put out the bat signal to all your competitors. Oh, hey, everybody's gonna go call all the same people you're gonna break it with.
Yeah,
like you're already there. Why give everyone a chance to catch up? Okay, but if you don't tweet that, somebody else might tweet that. Hey, they're in serious discussions. So there's always a do we tweet or not tweet or what, you know.
Okay?
There's a real challenge there. But when it gets down to it, you have to have the tweet holstered. Like, you have to have the news holstered, already typed out. Because I can't tell you how many times I know something's going to happen.
Right.
A trade or a free agent signing, whatever it is. And I'll get the one text starting it, the next one to confirm it. And as I'm typing it out, somebody else breaks it.
Right.
And I'm like, wait, I was just typing it out and the guy's name was hard to spell and my autocorrect was getting the name wrong, you know?
Right.
The way you have to literally type it out in advance.
Yeah, God, what a horrible existence.
And you have to put it in Notepad. You cannot put it on Twitter because what if you accidentally tweet out something you have holstered?
So let me ask you this.
Right? Like, that's hard too.
When it comes to this news breaking stuff, so like on on for the NBA, when it's Woj and Shams, they never say like, oh, Shams broke this first or Woj broke this first. But on but for baseball, Jeff Passan will say that Ken Rosenthal was first. Or
correct.
Rosenthal
that is
will
true.
Say, well, J.P. Morosi is first. Or and they'll give
sports,
credit to the others. Why is it not both?
Well, I think
sports?
In the NBA, it's baseball. Only two guys. It's either A or B.
Well, Chris Haynes does it too. And, you know, that's, so there's a third guy that comes in there. Sometimes Ramona or Dave McMenamin or somebody. Like, you know, there's a lot of people that say things.
Right.
And break stuff. But
so
we
in the end, and I don't
other.
Mean to deflate all the stuff you're talking about.
Yeah. No.
I never know who broke the story. I never
story's
know.
Out.
I woke up today. It was Aaron Judge to the Yankees. I don't. You say it was J.P. Morosi. You know, congratulations. I had no idea.
That's right.
I immediately started thinking, damn, the Padres were in. On Aaron Judge. And like,
it's kind of interesting.
Like the analysis of it is fascinating. So today, Jacob Marani is coming in, and he's going to play Game of Games with us. So I'm going to be a little transparent here. So Jacob Imrani's son, Tyler, is having his bar mitzvah on Saturday.
Hey, mazel tov.
Unfortunately, I cannot be there, but I have to write a handwritten note to send a gift, right? And it is National Letter Writing Day. When was the last time you actually wrote a letter?
It's a good question. I wrote thank you notes.
Personal thank you notes definitely score points.
Personal thank you notes. I did that for, I had like a very small little sprinkle for my second baby. And I either sent it, I did do a couple of texts because I didn't have people's address and I just had to get them.
Yeah, right.
But I did write some thank you notes to certain people who showed up and got me a present.
I am the worst at handwriting.
Me too. I forgot how to do it.
I go back and I look at things I wrote. I'm like, oh my God, I used to actually have decent
penmanship.
Yeah. Right. Nobody really has penmanship.
The only
anymore.
Time I write things out are when I'm on Around the Horn now and I have some stat that I have just learned 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember it. And so I need to have two forms of learning.
Right.
Right. So, you know, there's audio learning, kinesthetic learning, and visual learning. And I think there's one more, but I can't remember what it is.
No, I'll take your word for it.
Okay. Audio learning is like you hear it, you remember it.
Yeah.
Visual learning is you see it, you remember it.
Yep.
Kinesthetic is like you're moving or you write it.
Okay? Right.
So the best way to get something to stick is to do two of the three or three of the three.
Yes.
Don't just read it. If you just read it, it's not going to stick.
Yeah.
I mean, if you read it and say it, you might get have a chance. If you read it, say it, and write it, you might get you're going to get it.
Bergman, do you write letters? When was the last time you wrote a letter?
The last time I wrote a letter was probably after my wedding. So probably.
How about holiday cards?
No, I don't.
I don't send holiday cards.
No, I don't ever handwrite letters. I mean, maybe my bar mitzvah before that.
Are holiday cards still a thing?
It's a thing.
Yeah. I don't even think my friend makes them. I may get two holiday cards a year. Like
just means people don't like you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think that's it. How many holiday cards do you get?
I mean, at least 10.
Do you really?
Oh, 10 is a lot.
I get a smattering of holiday cards.
But most of them, though, are photos, right? They're like
correct.
The picture ones that just say, like, love such and such family or whatever, the names on
and
the
here are my
they're
kids.
Not, yeah, they're not like handwritten. I get like maybe one or two handwritten ones.
Yeah.
But most of them are just photos.
So I mostly, Nevin and I do a personalized card every year. We do like we get one of his friends is like an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And so she does sort of a cartoon version of us. And we have them like every year for the past like 10 years.
Yeah.
Mostly just do family and friends. But then if you send me a holiday card, then I'll send you one.
Oh, Lord.
So like now you're on my list because now I have your return address, you know?
Yeah, I don't.
And then I'll send you one. So if you want one of my cool artwork ones.
I don't think I've sent a holiday card in 30 years.
Yeah.
30 years.
It's okay.
I still get some. And usually they're the ones with the picture and it's nice. Here are the kids and they're a year older.
Do you ever feel
kind
of bad when you throw those out? Eventually you have to throw them out.
Eventually. I leave them up for a long time all through the holidays. And
yeah.
Then, breaking news.
What?
So Ken Rosenthal on The Athletic wrote, "What am I hearing about Carlos Correa, the Dodgers, and more?" And it starts off saying, "The Dodgers are not pursuing shortstop Carlos Correa in part out of concern with a sizable portion of their fan base would not welcome the move."
Wow.
So out on Carlos
no
Correa.
No Carlos Correa. Now, this raises a bunch of other issues, and I want to get into them coming up after Wheel of Questions.
Mm-hmm.
Momo, it's your wheel today.
Yep.
You put all these questions on a wheel, and we're going to spin it, and we'll see what comes up, right?
Yeah. Somebody just wrote me something funny on Twitter. Okay.
Buy the premise.
Yeah.
All right.
It was funny. And you know what? I actually might give you a choice.
Well, that's
of the question.
Well, that's the wheel.
No, the wheel's going to choose for us, but I'm going to tell you what the other choice. Like, it's, you know, when The Price is Right, when it gets stuck in between two numbers?
Sure.
We're going to do that.
Okay, good. We'll do that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Momo's wheel today. And Momo, what do we got?
So, you know, the John Ireland must have been spinning this today.
Okay.
This feels like an Ireland question.
An Ireland question, okay.
I mean, I thought it was going to be
light. Kind of a moral quandary sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a moral quandary, all right? So I have this friend, and we've been talking.
It's called the Wheel of Stories. Okay, yeah, go ahead. You have a friend.
Okay, I have this friend.
Yep.
And she's been confiding in me for a long time about her relationship. That's what friends do. They talk about their relationship.
Yeah, right.
She loves this boyfriend of hers. They've been together a long time. She lives with him. But they don't have the house to themselves. Right? They live with his family and all.
Okay.
So for a long time, she's not happy.
Okay.
And she keeps saying to me, I gotta end this. I know myself. I'm gonna just stay in this for too long. He's not gonna change. We're not gonna get married. It's just been going on too long. It's been a year and a half that she's been saying this to me.
So is it marriage that's the issue?
Marriage, your own place, your own life together.
Okay.
I've been listening. I'm trying to be a good friend.
Yeah.
I know him too.
Oh.
And I'm at the point now where if I have to hear this story one more time where she's going to say something, she's going to break up, she's going to do something to get this situation resolved, that I don't even want to hear about it anymore. Because you're clear. What would you do? Like, do you go and tell the boyfriend? Do you intervene? Do you do more than just be the supportive friend?
Do you tell the girl to dump him already, or do you tell the boyfriend to get serious?
An actor in this story.
Yeah.
How would you handle this?
Okay.
Any intervention is now an intervention, not just listening.
So who are you better friends with?
Definitely her. But I like him too.
I wouldn't say anything to the boyfriend.
Really?
No, I wouldn't say anything to the boyfriend. I would say to her, listen, you've got to pull the plug on it. You've been talking about pulling the plug on it. It seems like you should at least have a conversation about, hey, these are my expectations of this relationship. Here's where we're not now.
I've already kind of said you're going to have to just threaten to leave or give him a time frame. I've gone that far.
Well, that's what I would do. I'd say,
and look, then you leave it.
Now's the time. It's now or never. That's what she should say. It's now or never.
Okay.
Bergman, what do you think?
I think I would just say, look, I'm friends with you. I'm friends with your husband.
Yeah,
I
boyfriend. Can't,
your boyfriend. Boyfriend, sorry. I don't think I can be involved with this anymore. I like you both, and I just can't be involved.
So you would not intervene more than just being the supportive friend?
Yeah, I would be the supportive friend, but I'd say, like, I can't be the supportive friend anymore because I'm friends with both of you.
Right.
And I'm going to separate myself from this.
Okay. Boss Amanda?
I would say, I don't want to hear about it anymore. You're not taking my advice, so I'm done with this.
That's actually very, very...
Yeah.
Solid.
I mean, if you're not going to take my advice, then I don't want to hear you complain about it.
Yeah, stop whining. Stop whining.
Yeah.
Either do something or don't do something, but I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Okay.
That's actually pretty good. Jorge, what about you?
How about she starts looking for places and giving her options? Like, hey, listen, I found this place.
Yeah, that's good.
We can go there.
But don't you think that's sort of passive aggressively
trying to get him?
Well, right, but at the same time, she's like, look, dude, I've been telling, like, I want to tell you something. Like,
so none of you would actually say something to the boyfriend. Like, hey, come on, man.
No, you're better friends with her.
Yeah, I'm better friends with her.
No, it's not really, I don't know. That's you really getting in the middle
of the relationship.
That's
really getting involved.
Yeah.
Too much, right?
No. Yeah, not your place at all.
Don't want to be
involved.
Because
ultimately, that could end your relationship with her. One or both of them.
What if I hint at him? What if I just passive aggressively?
What if I told you,
like Jewish grandma hint?
Yeah.
Hey,
no.
When are you gonna put a ring on the like that?
No. Again, no, I think no. You're intervening. You're putting your nose
stay
into
out of
it.
I want to intervene. Yeah, stay don't. Out of it. I really want to. No.
Don't get involved. No. Don't get involved.
Okay.
In a relationship between two grown-ups.
You're right. I could have damaged the relationship with her.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. You could screw the whole thing up. So I think it's better not to be involved.
All right.
All right. There's your wheel of questions.
That was a very Ireland style Real Housewives.
It was. It was good. It was good. Okay. I liked it. All right. So Bergman just pointed out that we've seen the article. Who was the headline? Is Ken Rosenthal?
Ken Rosenthal's article. Yes.
Ken Rosenthal says Dodgers not interested in Carlos Correa. In fact, because a large portion of the fan base would be upset. So here's the issue with the Dodgers. And I said, I went down this rabbit hole last night. So first of all, Aaron Judge, actually what the Padres are doing is amazing, right? Because the Padres offered $400 million for Trey Turner. They apparently went to $400 million on Aaron Judge. Like, they just have money burning a hole in their pocket right now. So they didn't get him. Obviously, Trey Turner went to Philly, and Aaron Judge is staying in New York. But I'm looking at it, and some other news. Kenley Jansen went to the Red Sox. Cody Bellinger signed
a two-year deal, by the way.
Yeah, 2 years, $32, $16 million annual average value. Bellinger to the Cubs, $17.5 million. Dodgers out on Correa now. The Dodgers have lost Trey Turner to Philly, Tyler Anderson to the Angels, Andrew Heaney to the Rangers, Cody Bellinger to the Cubs. And they're approximately $70 million under the luxury tax threshold. In fact, Bergman, you pointed out to me that the Dodgers are 10th right now in terms of what they have on the books for next year.
Right, at $180 million for $233 million luxury tax.
So Ken Rosenthal has also reported that Shohei Ohtani, who's going to be a free agent after next season, is going to be a top target for the Dodgers next year. And honestly, if you think about next winter, Ohtani's probably a $500 million player. And Juan Soto is probably a $500 million player. I think next year somebody is going to get $500 million.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that you have finally stumbled onto something, Mace.
Oh, wow. Took a long time, but I found something. Okay.
Everything the Dodgers are doing suggests that they are lining up for a Shohei Ohtani run. Like, they're sitting out. They're getting under this tax now.
Right.
They're letting everyone go. They're not letting themselves even be used for leverage. And you haven't seen them being used for leverage in other players.
Right.
There was no, ooh, the Dodgers might be in on Aaron Judge. There was none of that. It's always the Padres now.
Right.
The Padres are the stalking horse.
But Yankees, Red Sox, Mets, and Dodgers are going to all be in on Shohei Ohtani. That means you've got to be willing to go to the wall on a long-term $500 million deal for Shohei Ohtani.
So, and you got to be willing to let him pitch and hit.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think that's why he's appealing at this point. So what if we come into the... Actually, I'll hold this thought because we're right up against it. I'll hold this thought. I was kind of laying out what the Dodgers, hypothetical of what the Dodgers might look like this season and see how we feel about it. That's coming up next for you. Bobcat's next, and then we'll do that. Sounds good. I always forget Bobcat on a short show.
Well, yeah, it's a short show, so we have to do it early.
Bobcat,
we can do it at 2:15 if you want.
Hold Bobcat to 2:15.
Great. Okay. Let's do it.
We'll do this Dodger thing, this Dodger hypothetical coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Did you see that?